In the face of the creeping White House doubts, ExxonMobil applied its standard medicine: PowerPoint education laden with forecasting data. The meeting with the president's leading economic advisor would be just one in a series, one part of a longer and sustained campaign to impress ExxonMobil's energy policy analysis on decision-makers and those who influence them. With Dan Nelson seated beside him, Lee Raymond told Hubbard that ExxonMobil had recently completed a detailed analysis of the world's energy economy, looking out at the next 25 years. The forecast made clear, Raymond said, that much of the popular debate about transformational alternative energy sources was misinformed. It was laced with unrealistic fantasies about the pace at which the world's energy economy would or could change. Oil and gas were here to stay, ExxonMobil's economists and planners had concluded in their latest top-to-bottom analysis. Fossil fuels would be central to global economics and security until 2030 and beyond. Raymond sought to brief the forecast to as many staff in the Bush administration and Congress who would listen. Raymond and Nelson offered to bring one of the ExxonMobil forecast's authors, Scott Nauman, to Washington to present these findings in detail for White House policymakers and to help them understand the underlying facts about energy as ExxonMobil's planners saw them. Hubbard agreed. He asked Vice President Cheney's energy aide, F. Chase Hutto III, to make the arrangements. The next day, Hutto fired off emails to schedule ExxonMobil briefings for White House aides, environmental policymakers, and officials at the National Security Council. In Washington and elsewhere that spring, ExxonMobil advanced a carefully designed, research-tested campaign to persuade political and media elites that while the oil industry should not necessarily be loved, it should be understood as inevitable. The conceptual target for this education and communications campaign, according to the 2005 ExxonMobil Public Affairs document, would be informed influentials. These were people who seek to be informed and pride themselves on being able to handle complex issues. They would come from all walks of life, such as business, government, and the media, and they would be aware of and concerned about the current debate and issues surrounding the world energy resources slash use, as well as climate change. The ideal audience would be open-minded, as well as information-hungry and socially responsible. The characteristics of the elites ExxonMobil sought to educate were derived in part from statistical modeling that Ken Cohen's Public Affairs Department had commissioned in the United States and Europe to understand in greater depth the corporation's reputation among opinion leaders. That model had allowed Cohen and his colleagues to forecast how elites would react to particular statements that ExxonMobil might make or actions it might take. The research found that it would be beneficial for the corporation to brief elites about the findings of its in-house analysts' long-term forecasts about the global energy economy. The purpose of the campaign would be to grow understanding and respect for ExxonMobil's position about the tough energy challenges the world faces. The archives of ExxonMobil's Corporate Strategic Planning Department contained 20-year forecasts of energy demand and oil prices from as long ago as the 1940s. Economists, analysts, and executives presented the projections to the management committee each year. In 2000, as he oversaw the first forecasts generated by the combined planning departments of Exxon and Mobil, Lee Raymond asked the analysts, "What did you say about 2000 in 1980? Raymond's subordinates immediately thought that what I was trying to do was criticize them, he recalled. That was, in fact, the typical impression he made. "No, no, no," he assured them. "What I'm trying to understand is, what did we miss? What things didn't we see right?" It turned out that in 1980, Exxon's forecasters had been half right and half wrong about the future. They had correctly predicted within 1% the total amount of energy the world would consume in 2000, a remarkable feat. They had been wildly off, however, in forecasting oil prices. The price trends they had predicted following the spikes and upheavals of the 1970s had been much too high. Analyzing this failure, Raymond and his colleagues reached two conclusions. One was that they had badly underestimated the pace at which technological improvements within their industry would make it easier over time to find new deposits of oil, increasing global supply and tamping down prices. The second was that geopolitical disruptions played such an important role in the price of oil that normal forecasting based on supply and demand equilibrium was not realistic to pursue. Raymond decided to stop asking for price forecasts as part of ExxonMobil's long-term planning process. For one thing, the forecasts were so chronically inaccurate that they provided a built-in excuse for any manager whose project failed to meet financial expectations. The manager could just blame the economists for their inaccurate price predictions. "We cannot forecast the price of oil in the short term. So how do you run the business?" Raymond asked his colleagues. The answer, he said, was to manage on a steady-as-you-go basis and try to make sure the fundamentals are right. Rather than forecasting price, Raymond decided to concentrate instead on predicting volumes, the amount of oil and other energy sources global consumers would demand over time, and the amount of available supply. The internal forecasts typically looked out 2 decades, although some went longer. They complemented the extended cycles of ExxonMobil's capital investments, up to 50 years in the case of some oil and gas extraction projects, and up to a century in the case of the longevity of its American refineries. Around 2004, the corporation's forecasters began to shift their baseline target date to 2030. The work they completed seemed compelling enough to form the basis for the education campaign aimed at informed influentials. By the time of Raymond's visit to the White House, the corporation had ordered up a glossy book filled with colorful charts entitled, "The Outlook for Energy, A View to 2030.